let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us This Week in America, coast to coast. Our guest on This Week in America is Patricia Scott, author of Having Coffee with the Special One. This Daily Journal shares what was going through Kira's thoughts as the walls were being torn down brick by brick and healing after a long process of forgiving others and learning to trust the Lord and again to trust others. It's interesting to share what Kira learned about how things that bothered her and could bother you come out. During her life, Patty Scott felt alone despite all the people who were around her. While she felt alone, she had forgotten that she really wasn't alone. God was always there for her. She forgot she could talk to God anytime, day or night, and he would listen to her words and prayers. He was always there to help her. Patty is a loving wife of 42 years, mother of three, grandmother of nine, daughter, sister to seven siblings. When she's not busy with her family, Patty is overseeing her business, PS Tax Specialist, LLC in Texas. Patty is also the founder of Give God His Glory Publishing, LLC, a publishing firm focused on spreading the Lord's word and blessing. Patricia Scott, author of Having Coffee with the Special One, is our guest on This Week in America. Patty, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
I really appreciate you taking the time to talk about this book because it's so important in a book that we all can relate to. Now, you introduced Kira, the character I mentioned in your first book, The Porcelain Rose. In your second book, Having Coffee with the Special One, Kira continues on a journey. What can you tell us about the book and this journey that Kira's on? Again, one that many of us can relate to.
It's a story about being able to really, truly open up and open your heart and speaking with God and just sitting down and sharing some of the issues you might be going through, like sadness or challenges. And it really, truly, in my eyes, shows that people can know that God is really, truly a friend and really someone that you can share your life with. And he's not going to give you an easy life, but he's going to help you through all the challenges. And I just hope and pray that it shows people that you really can trust him. And it took me a long time to get to that point and sharing those feelings and that. And I, you know, through Kira, it helped and was easier. And I just love God so much that I just hope and pray that it'll help someone out there.
Well, Kira is so relatable. Like I say, this is something that will touch a lot of hearts. And as I'm looking at Kira, tell me a little bit about her. It seems like she does hold a special place in your heart. Is that true? And why is that?
Oh, I fell in love with that name when I can't remember if it was right after I had my first daughter or right before I had her, but I wanted so bad to name, if I had another one, I was going to name her Kira Dawn. She's fascinating.
Yes, yes.
Fascinating. She's a interesting, challenging woman.
The book we're talking about is Having Coffee with the Special One. The author is Patricia Scott. You'll find the book at the usual places. Patricia's website is patriciaoscottbooks.com. I'll give you all that information. It's on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We'll mention that throughout the program, Having Coffee with the Special One. Patricia, what was the inspiration for the story? Where did this idea come from to tell the story and to create Kira? Where did that all begin?
It began when I wrote the first book, The Porcelain Rose and the Hidden Truths. It is so much easier when you separate yourself in some ways from the characters when you're trying to write, and especially when you're opening up your heart. And it came to me that, you know, like I said, I fell in love with the name Kira, so it clicked with me to use her as the main character, because then it was so much easier to really, truly tell your story and to share your innermost hearts. And Kira is a very loving, strong-willed child and has a lot of characteristics that are interesting. So I just used her, and she's helped me get it down on paper, and it's so easy because you kind of feel like you're talking to her or through her, and that's what makes it easier.
You know, that says something, that you're able to create this character, that you almost, in a sense, feel like part of the family. I mean, it seems like you maybe even have these conversations with her. She can help you, and you can help her.
Exactly. We talk a lot.
The book is Having Coffee with the Special One by Patricia Scott. For people who read this book, I've mentioned it's relatable. It will help a lot of people. What are some of the key themes or the message in the book that you want people to take away after reading Having Coffee with the Special One?
What I would like them to take away with it is to know that God really is there, and He is the foundation, the heart and soul of people. And He's within us. And we all sin. We all do things wrong. We all make mistakes. But He still loves us. And to show and to be able to talk about and share your innermost feelings with someone that won't walk away from you or tell you you're stupid or something like that it's so easy to relate to Him. I hope that's what it shows. I hope that they know He's there.
In writing this book, what did this do for you? You're able to help others by the message in the book. Did this strengthen your relationship with God as well?
Oh, yes, it did. It every single day He shows me something new. And I just, oh my gosh, I just hope someone can feel what He has given me. It's amazing. It's amazing. And every single day, I may have to face something else that I did wrong in the past, but it's okay. I know it's okay, and I'm going to get through it. And it's opening you up for gentleness, for kindness. It's really changed me.
The book is Having Coffee with the Special One. Patricia Scott is the author and our guest on the program. I love that title, Having Coffee with the Special One. Talk about the significance of the title and how you chose that.
For 6 months, every single day with my devotions, I was sitting and having coffee and talking with God. Wrote about it.
It's interesting because I love the title. It pulls up, I think, each of us maybe would have a different interpretation of that, a different picture, a mental picture. But what you just talked about is what I can see happening. And it really breaks it down on a basis that we all can understand, that having coffee with the special one, which is exactly what it transpires in Patricia's book. I love the book cover as well. That just takes this to a different level. Talk about the book cover, because that's so important in capturing people's attention so they want to read the book.
Well, when you're sitting down and relaxing and having a cup of coffee, you know, sometimes, like if you're sitting out on the porch or you're just sitting and having coffee and talking and sharing reflecting, and it's so peaceful, relaxing, and you can show in some ways that God takes the time with you. And the butterflies are, to me, they show love and they show peace and new life and hope, because they start out as a cocoon and then they flourish into this beautiful butterfly, and that's growth. And you know, you flourish, and butterflies are beautiful. To me, they're love and they're beauty.
Well, the book cover says so much about the book, and you'll see the book cover at Patricia's website, patriciaoscottbooks.com. The book is Having Coffee with the Special One. You'll get all that information on our website. The book's available, of course, wherever books are sold. What about the future of the characters? I sense this special bond you have with Kira. Will there be a sequel, and what about some of the characters?
Yes, Tim and Kira will be, I have a 10-book series planned, and it'll go through the process. I'm already working on the third book. I've got 5 pages, and it'll be done. The fourth book, I'm halfway done with that one. And then I've got the fifth one. I already know what that one's going to be about. And like I said, I've got a 10-book series, and Kira and Tim will be in every single one of those. And Ray Lee will be in probably a lot of them. I'm not sure if she'll be in every single one of them. Olivia, which is Kira's mother, she'll be in and out of the books and the series. And there'll be new characters added in and pulled in. And then some of the old ones from the Porcelain Rose will be in them. I'm trying to keep a lot of them because they all have something to do with every one of the stories.
Yes. So if you become attached, and you will with the characters, these characters will be with you. You'll be able to follow them and share things with them throughout the course of the book series. I read a little bit about the book in the beginning, a couple of paragraphs, and in the blurb of the book, you've got several paragraphs to explain. Any secrets, anything you'd like to talk about, you want to share with readers that you couldn't get into the 3-4 paragraphs for the blurb for the book? Anything there that would be important to us as readers?
I think of opening up the heart and really telling, you know, the things that you do wrong, opening up and admitting to those. I think that might come as a surprise to some people, because how often can you really truly open up and talk about what you've done wrong? And I think that's some of that in there might surprise people. They may not. If they read The Porcelain Rose, it may not shock them or surprise them. But to me, it's opening up and telling your innermost secrets, you know.
Yeah, and those are the two books. And you'll get information on the books at the website, which once again is patriciaoscottbooks.com. Having Coffee with the Special One is the second book, what we're talking about on the program today. We've got a few minutes here. Is there a snippet from the book that you could share with us?
I'd have to try to think of what order it went in.
Okay, yes. I don't mean to put you on the spot here if that's difficult. But
I always try to. I think I started it off with a song too, like either Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, or I'm sorry, it's been a while since I've gone to the beginning of it, but I know that there's, you know, trusting in the Lord with all your heart, leaning not on your own understanding. I try to put Bible verses in them, and, you know, there's things in there for people to follow and read.
You know, what's so interesting is when you do something like this, you write a book to help people. You've gone through this, so this is not something that, okay, Patty has led this really perfect life and you're trying to imagine what it's like if you have some ups and downs along the way. You've actually done that. So as we're reading the book, we're understanding that these are emotions, thoughts that you've gone through. We all go through these, don't we? Nobody lives a perfect life.
Exactly. And it taught me, even writing that book, it taught me that just because we're Christians and we have faith, it doesn't mean we're going to have an easy life. And in my eyes and my thought process is sometimes I think it's even harder because you are a Christian, because you try so hard to live. I used to think I had to be perfect.
Yes.
And I found out that I don't have to be. But still, you know, making mistakes when you're trying so hard to be a good person. And it's like, it's okay. It's okay to make mistakes. It's okay. It doesn't mean you're loved any less. And don't expect your life to be easy. And if you didn't have the hard times, how can you really thoroughly enjoy the good times? And there really truly are miracles, and God really is there. And it really shows me. Every time I sit down and write, it just opens up something else. And yeah, I have to face some things that I either forgotten about or didn't want to remember, you know, but it gets you through.
Well, yes, it does. And what being an author, I mentioned the background, you're a business person, you are an entrepreneur, and now you're an author. What's some of the best things about being an author, being able to take this message that we've talked about during the course of the program and being able to lay that out there to help other people. What's that like for you?
Oh my gosh, it's like you kind of go into, I never was a person, I'm so black and white, but when my creative side opens up, it's like a little fantasy world or pretend world or happy place where you just really, it's the peace that surpasses all understanding. And when I get in that zone of writing, it's just, oh my gosh, it's just unexplainable peace. It's, you know, it's just, you can feel warmth and love, and oh, I love it. I could sit and write all day, but then I'd become a hermit.
Well, sometimes that's not a bad thing as we go through all of the downs in life as we're going through it. Stay away from the news and just stay in your room and write every day. It'll make you better and it'll make all of us better. The book is
having a happy place.
Yes, it is. Having Coffee with the Special One, Patricia Scott. A minute or so left in the program. I mentioned in the beginning that you're self-publishing, Having Coffee with the Special One. Now you've got this new publishing venture, Give God His Glory Publishing. And I like the name of that. I like the thought process behind it. Talk about this, because this is really something that, again, can be an instrument to touch a lot of people.
The reason why I created Give God His Glory is I truly do want to give Him His glory. It's His. Our whole life, our whole purpose, everything is His. And He has given me so much. And it's stuff that I'm telling you, I'm still learning how to appreciate what He's doing for me and my life. I've been in two serious accidents. I should have been dead. I'm not. I had a guardian angel. I mean, He has shown me so much. I want to give back to Him in some way or manner. And I hope and pray that other people, which other people have asked me to write their stories too, because they like the way I write. And I will do it for them. They just have to have the courage to write them. And it's so easy once you put or you create the characters to be who you want them to be. It's so much easier to open up and tell the truth. It kind of just takes it away from you. And once I truly, truly learned that I could trust God, He is just showing me that I really can. I mean, He saved me. I should be dead, and I'm not.
With us on the program is Patricia Scott. Now, we talk about the first book, The Porcelain Rose. The book we talk most about on the program today is Having Coffee with the Special One. These books are available the usual places. I'll address Patty's website here, patriciaoscottbooks.com. The other publishing company we mentioned, givegodhisglorypublishing.com. You can get all that information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And everything is there to get in touch with Patty, to get the information, to read the books, to reach out to Patty for help if you're interested in publishing your own book. Patty, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. I love your passion for helping people and getting the word out there. And I love your passion for writing and the whole process of sharing your world with other people and helping them. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. I hope we talk again someday.
I would love to be able to do that. Patricia Scott, our guest, the book Having Coffee with the Special One. You're listening to This Week in America. We're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.